Good morning. Welcome to Chamber Chat. Jack Llewellyn here. And for all the Chamber's upcoming events, simply go to durangobusiness.org. I'm here with Tom Stridicus, president of Fort Lewis College. How are you?
I'm great. Good to be here with you again. And thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. So have you been on the job now a year? Literally,
I mean, a year plus. August 1st was the start date.
So time flies when you have fun.
Absolutely, it does. And we're having a lot of fun.
So you've been on with everything that's been going on. I'm going to be honest with you. You have been more places, I think, than other predecessors that I've seen. You're very active out there in the community.
Maybe because there's a cardboard cut out of me. So
that is that what it is?
That might not actually be me.
I kind of wondered. No. It was, you know, is that how can you be here and up there?
No, in all seriousness.
Yeah.
Durango is a fantastic, La Plata County, our whole region,
right,
actually, is a fantastic fantastic canvas, essentially,
sure,
to do this work. And it's the work that we get to do with the business community, the education community, the tribes in our region. That's what makes Fort Lewis a really unique place to do this work. So part of a president's job is really to be the external face of the institution and sing the praises of all the good work that our faculty and staff are doing, because our faculty and staff are doing incredible work.
Well, and I always sit there and look at, you know, what Fort Lewis does, and I'm always, because, you know, being a graduate of Fort Lewis College from umpteen years ago, but I'm always telling people, look at Fort Lewis, and they're like, really? And I'm like, yes, check out the academics, what discipline you want to go into, all the benefits, the one-on-one that you get with the faculty and staff is incredible.
Absolutely. Our faculty are incredibly committed to teaching and to student success. And as a campus community, we really came together last year in our work around the strategic plan and said, what's the direction we want to set around being a national leader in student success for students when they're at Fort Lewis and when they leave, in terms of getting a job or going on to the next phase of their life? And the campus really came together around that. And you're right, Jack. It's because they are committed and they do research and care about students in a way that I think is really second to none nationally.
And how is enrollment this fall? I mean, that's always the big question. Enrollment. How are we looking for this year?
Yeah, we're looking good. We're coming in stable from a budget standpoint. We're hitting what we budgeted, maybe slightly ahead of revenue, revenue slightly ahead of expenses. And, you know, the big thing for us is really to take a look at all the places that we want to do well, and to make sure that we're doing it. Our freshman class looks slightly bigger than last year's freshman class, which is great. We invested in creating transfer agreements with our local community colleges, San Juan and PCC. So
And speak a little bit more about that. So if somebody wants to take a year of
absolutely.
What
we worked on is articulation agreements between San Juan and PCC, and essentially that would be any student with an AA from one of those two institutions would come into our institution in a kind of seamless way, mapped against the major that they want to go to pursue, and then be able to finish in two additional years. So we're not kind of running people through the ringer here to say, well, wait a minute, this course doesn't count.
Credits transfer.
I think that's one of the big drives that we've really focused on this year. So we've gotten clear about student success. How do we put students at the center of everything we do to make this an great quality experience for them? And we've put some really good building blocks in place around our recruitment and retention to go after that issue.
Well, and again, I would imagine so you have the science, technology, STEM courses that are continue to expand, it seems like. Talk a little bit about that. What are we seeing that's been working really well?
Well, I would invite people up to campus, or just have people imagine great work going on, and it's going on up there. And I think a lot of people don't know in town all the great work that's going on. I'll give you a couple examples. We have research going on at Fort Lewis that's looking at the way that sodium cools nuclear reactors. And that's undergraduate doing that research with high quality faculty. For the listeners at home, you know, Jack's face is contorted.
I'm sitting here going, well, we did the tour with the legislatures
and you saw those labs. Yeah.
And saw the labs and spoke to the students. And when you said, I was like, wait a minute. And I'm like, oh yeah, I remember now that we talked to that student.
We had some of the deans from CU Boulder visiting, and they saw the undergraduate research work that we do. And they commented the strength strength of the undergraduate research experience at Fort Lewis is really incredible. And we agree. This is this point back to our faculty. Our faculty are creating experiences for the students, be it in humanities. Let's even take what gets to go on the Rocky Mountain PBS side of the house, where English department's working with students to produce documentary films that are showing up nationally on PBS, to all the great stuff going on in science. And so
it's amazing.
That's what makes it, I think, such an incredible, powerful place.
So what disciplinary and majors, what do you see growing over the next few years?
Yeah, great question. So we know our work in health sciences is going to be incredibly important. We see a lot of interest in preventative health. And, you know, think about where we live. We live in one of the healthiest communities, really, anywhere.
And I'm not getting any younger.
No, but you're still looking good. So so the listeners should
bless you. You need glasses.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing we're on the radio for both of us. You know, we know preventative health is incredibly important, and we know that there are health disparities in our community. Durango might be a healthy fit place, but as you get into other counties and in other communities, what are the health issues? So things like nutrition, exercise physiology, we'll see a big emphasis on those. We're also interested in pursuing allied health fields because we know that's one of the fastest growing sectors in the region. And consequently, I think you've been involved in that, Jack, and a little bit about it. Our push around the Health Sciences Center and getting state funding for that building is a big part of our campus expansion plans.
And if you're looking at your crystal ball, how is that looking as we're moving forward?
Well, I think the lesson we learned last year is never take the crystal ball for granted and fight like heck through the finish in terms of your legislative priorities. So the good news right now is we are ranked number one by the Colorado Department of Higher Education. That was our goal. That's really only the first step in a four-step process, which includes then the governor's rankings and what happens in Denver on the legislative side. So we'll continue to lobby that. I'm spending a lot of time in Denver really making the case around Fort Lewis, and I think you saw it when you were up on campus. The case is really clear, and it's my favorite example. Sitter Family Hall, which is where our chemistry, engineering, and geology faculty are, great, great departments. That building has in part been responsible for about $7 million of federal and contracts and grants around research. And so investments in Fort Lewis are a really, really wise investment.
Well, and that investment in the facility, which then brings a lot of that, the students, because how many students are now enrolled in?
We're around 3,300 plus or minus.
Okay, and how many of those are in the science technology?
It's our large, that's one of our largest majors, as well as business and health sciences. So
it definitely has grown incredibly.
It has grown, big deal, yeah.
Now, when you're looking at the facility, one, I thought it was very interesting on the tour that we did, because we went to Sitter Hall, and you see all the facilities and the incredible research and everything that's being done. And then we went over, and I literally remember walking into the old dance studio in Skyhawk Hall, which was supposed to be a temporary building.
Correct.
And it's 25 years old?
It's older than it should be, yes. It's extended its life time, warranty for, not warranty, but extended its period that it should be used. Yeah, you know, one of the things I love about Fort Lewis is we take advantage of what we have. But at the same time, we know facilities matter, and we know good facilities attract students and attract high quality faculty. And at the end of the day, that's what we're about.
Absolutely. Now, I'm going to switch gears just a little bit. Athletically, how are things looking athletically? I you know, being a former Fort Lewis athletic fundraising guy, as I didn't have that on my business card, but I should have put that on there. You have a new
athletic director, Brandon Lembach, who's fantastic. He really knows the job. He's a former assistant athletic director at Colorado School of Mines, and athletic director in a Division II school, so he understands it. Most impressive thing about Brandon is how well he's connected with our student athletes. My wife and I were actually out at the women's soccer game on Sunday, and we got a victory, 3-1, which was amazing. But Brandon knew every single one of those young women on the roster. Knew something about them, and really is a, like all of our, you know, key leaders, putting students at the center of what he's doing. So I'm excited about the energy that Brandon brings.
And he's been doing some rebuilding himself, you know, putting his team together on
great
the administrative
team.
Side.
Yeah, he's got a great team. He rebuilt that team and has people who are really focused on the student experience and ensuring that what we do on the student side really fits the what we're doing all over campus, and that's making sure that students are at the center of everything we do at Fort Lewis College.
Well, and I joked with somebody. I said the combination of your energy with Brandon's has just got to be lethal. I mean, the energy you guys bring.
Brandon's
which
got
is
great energy. Brandon may be the only guy who makes me tired, to be honest with you. He has more energy than I do. He's fantastic.
But I have to say that is so refreshing, honestly, you know, having that energy. And he is, just like yourself, out and about, down in the community, engaging with not only businesses, but like you say, with the students.
Absolutely. And I think this all comes from kind of the values and the way we hire and the way we think about people. Our new provost, Cheryl Nixon, who joined us from UMass Boston, who's a Harvard PhD. She is incredibly student-focused, and everything that we're doing, we're asking the question, does this make sense for students? Mm-hmm. Is this going to help students in the long term? Why are we doing this? And I think that orientation really is what sets Fort Lewis apart.
Yeah. And I have to, this is kind of funny, but she spoke, both her and Brandon spoke at Coffee at Carver's.
Right, exactly.
And Cheryl, for lack of words, projects very well.
She does.
She has a good sideline voice. She could be a coach.
She could. Well, she's our academic coach. So the provost is kind of a wonky title, but for those folks, you know, provost is the chief academic officer of the campus, and we're in good hands with her.
Absolutely.
Leading that work.
So I'm going to have you fast forward 3 years.
Yeah.
Now, what do you want to be able to say this is what was accomplished in those 3 years?
Well, we want to build on the strengths that happened this year. We had a record fundraising goal this year, thanks to our great foundation board.
Congrats.
And staff. Yeah, $4.6 million, all-time high for
Impressive.
Fort Lewis. Record number in terms of grants, $7 million. So we just want to keep building on that. We want to increase the number of students who come to Fort Lewis. We want to increase the number of options for students when they're at Fort Lewis, both online and programs that are relevant to community needs. And we want to continue our great partnership with the city and the impact that we have, not only the city, but the entire region.
Right. And if somebody's interested in, you know, becoming part of Fort Lewis and wants to, you know, be part of the giving, or is sitting there looking and saying, okay, I want to leave my own legacy. You know, Fort Lewis made a huge impact on my life. What do you recommend they do?
If someone wants to make a gift to Fort Lewis, they can email me personally, president@fortlewis.edu.
Okay.
And I'll have a conversation with them.
And you'll sit down and...
We absolutely. Giving is amongst the most, you know, our donor community, and we are so lucky to be in a community like Durango, working with our great foundation board, our alum, people who aren't even alum who care about us. It's a huge part of what we do. So that's easy. president@fortlewis.edu. Email me.
That is easy.
We'll get lunch or coffee.
We'll sit down and you'll have a conversation with them. And then anything that, let me ask you, what do you do for fun?
I love the campus.
For
me, and I know that's not where you're going, but uh-huh. for me, my favorite part of the day, I usually schedule a couple hours a day where I will just walk around, walk through our new centralized Center for Student Services, walk through the student union, talk to our students. That buzz on campus, that excitement on campus is what wakes me up in the morning and what keeps me going throughout the day. So.
Right.
It's a great place to be.
I thought you were going to go somewhere. I saw you walking your dog one time on the river trail. You know,
everybody has a dog. Doesn't everybody have a dog in Durango? I mean, that's not novel.
Some of us have too many dogs in Durango. That's me.
No, Durango, we are very lucky to be in a place as beautiful as Durango. And last year was pretty much head down, all focus for me. And this summer I did get out a little bit. I'd never been to Lake Vallecito. Finally made it there and done a couple hikes that we had not done last year. But
so you are getting some time yourself.
Yeah, I'm trying to be a little more balanced. But the reality is that the job and the students and the faculty and staff are just too much fun, everybody's moving in the right direction.
Well, I got to tell you, from the time I saw you at the Durango Arts Center doing the interview and I saw all the candidates, and I have to say, bar none, you were my first choice. I'm not just saying that because you're sitting here. The energy you brought, the way you worked the room has been continued, and I appreciate everything that you've brought to the community and to Fort Lewis.
It's a great community, and like I said, we have so many amazing community partners, from Dan Snowberger and 9R to PCC to San Juan, regional partners, the Alliance, the Chamber, and on and on and on. I think we're trying to build something that's special, that takes advantage of the great faculty and students have, serving our diverse student body. And it's a great time to be at Fort Lewis.
Well, thank you for taking the time to come in. President@fortlewis.edu.
Yeah, anyone who wants to make a gift, there I am. Let's get lunch.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
You bet. Bye-bye.
We're going to send it back to the studios. And don't forget, go Skyhawks. Have a great day.